Greetings of peace, how you guys doing? Guess where we're going? We're going downtown, and I got this sign. What's the sign, Eddie? Well, you can see it right here. It says, why don't you ask me about Islam? Why are you going to all the Islamophobes, the haters that are getting paid to bash Islam? Why don't you come to the Muslims? Let me ask my friend, brother. How you feeling, my friend?
Yeah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm fine.
So, what kind of questions do you expect people to ask you?
Basically, with all the media going doing the rounds with Islamophobic matter and content, a lot of people, they fear Islam. They think Islam is a religion of hate mongers. It's the Muslim community that is responsible for the problems. So the best way is wipe out Islam and the world will be in peace. And this is something very dangerous. People ask about jihad, about terrorism. So these are the things that really need to be addressed.
That's so important. And what it says on the sign says, why don't you ask me?
Yeah, that's true.
Why? I mean, talk about that. How important is it that you come to the Muslims, the learned Muslims, the scholar, and have a healthy dialogue. Come to the mosque. Make the human connection.
True. Very true. I mean, when you're going to ask somebody who is already not believing in Islam, hating Islam, the information you're going to get is wrong information. And these hate mongers against Islam, I call them the hate mongers against Islam. These people, they are actually delivering stuff that is creating more problems on earth. It's not Islam. It's not the common Muslim who is doing the problems. It's these people who are doing all the problems. Yes, I agree. There may be some Muslims who are not right and they need to be corrected. We are there to correct them. We need your support and you need our support to correct these people. And these people are not just in the Muslim community. They are there in every community. And every community needs to correct their wrong people. And people who are the mainstream communities, they need to coordinate with each other, cooperate with each other, and correct these people.
So stay tuned. We're going to be asking the common folk their questions. Ask us. Ask us what you want to know, and we're happy to answer. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum. How are you guys doing? So we're here, and we encourage people to come to us and ask. That's why we have the sign here. With why don't you ask me about Islam? We love for people to engage with us. There's so many misconceptions, and to get through that,
and
we got our first, questioner. How you doing, my friend?
This you said this?
Islam.
Bismillah.
All right, so he just says some Arabic, alhamdulillah, means all praise to God, to the creator. Many people think we worship a different God, but the same God that Jesus worshiped, Abraham, Moses, they all submitted to the creator, not to creation. And many people don't know that we love Jesus, and we're here to answer those questions that you might have.
And it's lovely to have this card in an era of Donald Trump. Let the people know that Trump is not Pharaoh. May Allah give him Hidayah. You know, when we were watching him on the television, we saw that when the Quran was being recited, he was listening to concentration. Hi sister, how are you?
Awesome. Thank you for doing this.
Would you like to ask any questions that you'd like to ask? Go ahead, please.
How do you feel about the refugee ban?
Yes, sister. What's your question?
How do you feel about the ban on refugees from majority
Well, to be very honest, I think if refugees need help, then they truly need to be given the help.
Right.
And among them, if there are some culprits, they need to be filtered out.
Agreed.
But it should not be a total ban.
Agreed.
Because it would be against humanity.
Yep.
And we all know that the refugee problem has come not because they wanted to leave their home, but because they were forced to leave their home.
Yeah, exactly.
And humanitarian, we need to support them.
I agree.
And I'm very sure the Americans will stand together to support them.
We will.
And I'm also sure that Trump will not make it a complete ban. He will change it someday.
I hope so.
I mean, I'm very sure he's doing for the good of America, and the best of America remains where they are human and humanitarian for others, inshallah.
I hope you're right. Thanks,
guys. Good name, sister.
Vicky.
Vicky, thank you, sister. Thank you so much.
Good luck. Have a great day, guys.
You too. Thank you very much. People asking questions. Why don't you ask a Muslim, and if you don't get to ask us here today, you can call us at 1-800-662-ISLAM. I would say it's such a big difference when people, wouldn't you say, when they come, actually there's a lot of self-proclaimed scholars, people who are getting paid to bash Islam. Why would you go? Many people are learning Islam. You mentioned before there were 60,000 books written in the past, what, over 100 years?
Yeah.
So people are getting the wrong information. I mean, it just makes sense.
True.
You know, to come to the Muslim, ask the Muslims about Islam. Does that make sense? What do you think?
Yeah, 100%. That's very true. Because if I want to learn America, I'm not going to go to China or ask a Chinese about what is America, or a Russian about what is America, when I know they are going to speak against America. So I'm going to come to America to ask an American what is America. So I expect the non-Muslims to come to the Muslims and ask them what is Islam. Don't go to the radicals, because when I come to America, I don't go to the druggist and the rapist to ask what is America. I go to the knowledgeable people to ask what is America. Hi.
Tell me about Islam.
Yeah, I mean, it's a way of life where it demands that a man or a woman should submit their will to the will of the Creator.
Smart.
You like that?
Yes.
And a Muslim is defined as a person who willfully submits himself to the God.
Smart. How do you feel about the whole murdering infidels thing? Hard pass on that.
Absolutely.
That's that Old Testament bullshit. Just passing it.
Basically, what I feel is what's happening in the name of religion.
Yeah.
When it is violence in the name of religion.
Yeah.
When unauthorized people take up religion in their own hands.
Yeah.
It's like a common man taking up the law in their own hand.
Right.
And that's very wrong. It shouldn't be done.
Totally
religions
agree.
Do talk about war. And Islam also, as a political system, talks about war. But it does not authorize a common man on the road to pick up arms and kill infidels or disbelievers. Absolutely not.
Right.
If I'm going to kill,
love.
Yeah. If I kill everybody, whom am I going to convey the God?
But where does this? You mentioned this word infidel. Where did this originate from? There's no, because a lot of people.
Basically, if you see, this infidel word is more often used in the Old Testament, but in the Quran, it is about those enemies of God who fight. Even if those enemies of God are Muslims themselves, the Quran says fight them. Fight them back.
Well, that's because like Muhammad and his followers were getting slaughtered.
Yeah, at the time of Prophet Muhammad, he was forced to migrate from Makkah to Medina. And you will be very surprised. See, you know a bit of Islam because you already are quoting that. When Prophet Muhammad, he conquered back Makkah, he did not kill a single person there. When he recaptured Makkah, he did not kill anybody. And he in fact said, it's a day of giving forgiveness and mercy to the people. I mean, I always tell Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, was the Prince of Peace. And when he was put on the cross, he said, I forgive the people who are put on the cross. According to the Bible, though we Muslims don't believe that. But then when Prophet Muhammad with all the power entered Makkah, and his disciples wanted to take revenge for the people who made them migrate, he said, no, we are not going to kill any one of them. We are going to give them general forgiveness. So that is what he did. Unfortunately, it's all media that is playing the game mostly. Not all the media, some sections of the media.
Oh, tons of media. Fox News is just turning into hate.
Absolutely, absolutely right. And people like you are needed to come up and defend humanity.
Well, I like the way that you are interpreting Islam. It's very peaceful and loving. It's good.
I mean, I agree that I would not be a hypocrite to say that Islam doesn't talk about wars. Islam, of course, talks about wars. But it talks, for example, when you read Surah number 60, ayat number 8 of the Quran, Allah says, those who do not fight with you, then be good to them. Be kind to them. And Allah does not prevent you from being kind towards those non-Muslims who don't fight you. It's about those people who are fighting you. If suppose somebody attacks America, then America has all the right to take the revenge. If somebody attacks you, you have all the right to self-defend. And that is what Islam says. But unfortunately, if somebody is doing something wrong, it's his problem. For example, Mercedes is one of the best cars. BMW is one of the best cars. But if they make accident, then we are going to verify whether the person behind the steering had a license or not. If he was driving without a license, then the problem is not with the car, but it's with the driver. So it's like these Muslims who are doing something without the license to do it.
Well, they're extremists.
Yeah, and I always
religious
say,
extremists, Christian, or
yeah,
Islamic.
Absolutely right.
It's bad.
You had the Ku Klux Klan here.
Yeah.
That in the
and
name of actually, Christianity
and
killed
David
a lot
Duke
of
is it, yeah. is behind our president now. God, it's disgusting. Okay.
What's a good name, brother?
Okay.
You have a good one. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Nice meeting you.
We're with our friends. We're showing them our sign. This is the sign we had. Why don't you ask
me about Islam?
Instead of going to people outside of Islam, come to the Muslims to learn about Islam. Does it make sense, Gregory? What do you think?
That's a good point.
That's a good point, huh? Because there's so many people talking about Islam. You got some people who do things opposite to Islam, what we say is radicals. It's a very fringe, small element. But you got these people going to them as if they represent Islam. Now that's crazy. But they're forgetting about American hero Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
He was inspired by Islam.
Yeah.
And you see all the good he was doing, right?
Yeah.
So if you guys had to ask any question, since you got a couple Muslims, what would you guys ask? Anything. Any question?
I don't have any questions.
No?
Yeah, I've already formed my own opinion.
Yeah?
Christians have to respect Muslims and vice versa.
Yeah. Respect is very important. We respect each other.
You respect one's faith and one respect your faith. And
did you know that Islam was actually the only non-Christian faith which makes it an article of faith to believe and love Jesus? That you can get a one-way ticket to the hellfire if you deny Jesus. If you speak ill of him. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't. You learned some already, huh? Is that true or what?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, we are the only non-Christian community for whom it's an article of faith to believe and love Jesus as much as we love and believe in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May peace and blessings of Allah be upon him.
Yeah.
And no Muslim is a Muslim if he doesn't believe and love Jesus Christ, may peace be upon him.
Yeah.
In fact, in the glorious Quran, we have a very high rank for Jesus Christ. I think it is the only difference between the Christian brothers and sisters and the Muslim community is they consider Jesus to be equal to God or God or the Son of God. And we say, no, he's not God. He's not equal to God. He's not the Son of God. He's a mighty messenger of God. I mean, like Christians, we attest to his miracles. We say he gave life to the dead, but by God's permission. And that is what he attests in the Bible too. That I cast out devils with the finger of God. I cast out spirits with the help of God. So we say he gave life to the dead by Allah's permission. He healed those who were born blind and lepers, but by Allah's permission. We believe that he was born miraculously to Mother Mary without any male intervention. Unfortunately, a lot of Christians do not believe this today. But we Muslims, we believe that.
So I think, you know, important thing, there's even a chapter named after his blessed mother in the Quran.
Maryam.
Yeah. So when people, you know, because there's a lot of this hate rhetoric and people are, you know, dividing us Americans, dividing humanity with this spewing this hate, you follow me? So we try to bridge this gap to show the commonalities, to show the deep, you know, love and respect we have for Jesus. And try to clear up many of these misconceptions, false notions that people have. So we invite them to ask the Muslims.
So I have one question.
Go ahead, please.
Why do certain Muslims fight in the name of jihad?
Beautiful question. Did you hear that? Why do certain Muslims fight? Beautiful. Now we're talking. Good question. Repeat the question so our viewers can hear what he said.
Yeah, he said that why do Muslims fight in the name of jihad? So basically, there are three different aspects to get understanding for this question. I forgot your name, brother. What's your
Parth.
Name is?
Parth.
Sorry,
Parth. Yeah.
Okay, Parth. There are three basic aspects to this question. Put it this way: a country has got a government and a system, and that system has a legal way to fight a war or wage a war against its enemies. Am I right?
Yes.
So jihad in Islam is actually a concept that is to be held by the Muslim government, not by individuals or groups. Like for example, India. India has got about 29 states today, and US has got about 50 states. Tomorrow, a state cannot decide that we are going to wage war with Canada or Mexico or Brazil. It's an entire system that will decide that. The central government will decide it. So, back in India, Gujarat cannot decide we are going to wage a war with Pakistan or China. Or Telangana cannot decide that. It's the Indian government that will decide that. So, similarly, the Islamic aspect of jihad is that the Muslim government will decide if they have to fight a war which should be a just war to defend the Muslim community, to defend the practices which are the fundamentals of the religion of Islam. The second aspect to it is, suppose you are attacked, then every law gives you the right to self-defend yourself. So that when we do, to self-defend myself, to self-defend my property, my family, that is also doing jihad in the way of Allah. And the third one, unfortunately, which today you find a lot of people discussing about, is a few fringe elements who have taken up the law in their own hands, and in the name of religion, they have taken up to violence and extremism, just like every other religion has these elements. Like back in India, we have some groups which in the name of Hinduism, they do things which Hinduism doesn't preach. Back in Myanmar, Buddhism was considered to be a religion of peace and tolerance. But look at what the Buddhists in Myanmar did. But for what the Buddhists in Myanmar did to the Muslims there, you cannot blame the whole of Buddhism or the teachings of Buddhism. Similarly, when you come to crusades of Christianity, where they kill millions of people, they kill millions of Jews there. So you can't blame Christianity as a whole. You see, if you are a Hindu...
Or the KKK, for instance.
Yeah, the Ku Klux Klan of USA, in the name of Christianity, what it does. The IRA, the Irish Republican Army, it's a Christian organization. The same way, back in India, we have a mythology by the name Mahabharata. Am I right, Brother Pawan?
Yes.
So, you see, Mahabharata was a fight in the name of religion against the enemies of God. So, similarly, when you read the Bible also, Jesus says in Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 10, verse number 34, think not that I have come, think not that I have come to spread peace on earth. I have not come to spread peace, but a sword. So that does not testify that Jesus is a terrorist or he has come to wage wars. But it means if time comes, then we have to be ready to fight the enemies of the God. So in that sense, Islam commands jihad. Unfortunately, some people have mispracticed it. And the mainstream media, like the Fox News, they pick up these fringe elements as if to represent them as the whole of the Muslim community. You'll be shocked that the FBI statistic for the USA, it says after September 11 till date, Muslims were involved only in 5% of the terrorist attacks on the American soil, whereas Jews were involved in 6%. And you had more than 42 or 43% of the white supremacists involved in the attacks, and the Latinos attacks were more than the Muslims doing it on the American soil. If you check the Europol, Muslims were hardly involved in one or two attacks in entire Europe between 2013 to 2015. But the media has always been wrongly projecting, and they have been purchasing a lot of good by exploiting the wrong information amongst the masses who are either ignorant about Islam or who are innocent and they do not have the right knowledge about Islam. So that's the biggest problem actually. I think you understood it, getting it correlated with Bhagavad Gita and all this.
Yeah.
So it's not just Islam that has a concept of war. It's all religions that have a concept of war. It's some people misusing it in the name of religion. Mm-hmm. You heard about Dr. Robert Pape?
No.
Okay, he is from USA. And he is an expert on studying suicide bombing. And he wrote a book, Dying to Win. And it's the central research work for all the government agencies today, whether it's American Army, Indian Army or whoever, on suicide bombing. And in that book, he comes out with a very amazing discovery. He says that more than 50% of the suicide bombings were committed by non-Muslims, not by Muslims. And the maximum number of suicide bombings committed in the world were committed by LTTE. You heard that group?
No, I haven't actually.
LTTE is a group of Tamil Liberation Tamil Tigers Eelam. That's the name of the group that was fighting in Sri Lanka. And most of the people who were a part of that group or rather 99.99% of the people involved in that group were those who would call themselves as Hindus.
Okay.
And Dying to Win, the book, it says more than 50% of the attacks by non-Muslims, maximum by LTTE. So, unfortunately, many people do not know that. And he says that he studied why people take to suicide bombing. And he says more than 90% of the cases of suicide bombing were not in the name of religion, but it were a reaction to foreign occupation on their lands. That is his research, and it's the central research book for a lot of agencies today.
So the question is the purpose of life. So one is to live life. Is that right, Gregor? To live life? The path?
Well, I think that to live life is true for everything that's alive on this earth.
Yeah.
Is to survive and live. Now, other things can fall into that, up under that, you know, that umbrella. But, I mean, you know, you can't get past the fact that we have to live, we have to survive, you know. And, you know, sometimes that encompasses a lot of different things.
I often make this example when I ask people to observe the different things around us. For instance, the watch, if someone's wearing on their hand, the iPhone or iPad that they use, the keys in their pocket. I usually challenge people to observe and look around them and to find anything that they can see, touch, feel that doesn't have a purpose, that they're the keys that they use daily has a purpose, the jacket they wear has a purpose, the shoelaces on their shoes have a purpose. Then I usually ask people to also look at the person who's utilizing these things and to ask themselves for what, because everything is serving, has been made to serve us in one way or another. Is it right? Someone, you make those things, material things, to serve us, right?
True.
But what about the human being? For what purpose has he or she been ultimately created for? If we come to the realization that design indicates a designer, and behind this whole mass universe and everything in it, it's been precisely tuned. It has all the elements, everything we need to function, to survive. But now the human being, who's the most intricate from all these things, what is he created for, right? What are we? What is our main purpose in life?
To reflect above.
And what is your response to your own question, sir?
Well, the response from the Islamic view, and Islam is simply an Arabic word which means submission to the will of God. But in the definition of the word comes the answer, is that just like human beings create things to serve God Almighty, the Creator, the same Creator who created Jesus, Moses, Abraham, the Creator who created the sun and the moon and everything in this universe, He created the human being to serve and to worship Him. Now that means everything that God loves. God loves that you help those who are oppressed. God loves that you feed the poor. God loves, these are a means to the ultimate goal under the umbrella of worship. So everything that God loves and you do it, because a lot of times people will confuse the means with the ultimate goal. So everything you do that God loves is an act of worship, right? And everything you stay away from that God has prohibited out of His ultimate knowledge and wisdom, that's an act of worship. So that is what we believe the ultimate purpose of life is to serve God and to obey Him. And by doing everything that God loves, that's an act of worship, and staying away from everything. And then everything is laid out. We have in Islam, we have the verbatim word of God. We believe the Quran, and it talks about, you know, all of the basics of worshiping God alone. That's the first and primary thing, not to set up partners with God, to only worship the Creator. And this you'll see, like, what's beautiful is that when you look at throughout time, you see God, out of His love, He sent messengers. He didn't leave us in the dark. And all of these messengers, they didn't come with different religions. They all came with the same religion, the same way of life, which was submit yourself to the Creator and don't worship the creation. That has always been the same as Jesus brought it, Abraham brought it, Noah brought it, and all the other messengers. They all called human beings to direct their worship to the one Creator, and not to worship a stick, a stone, a human being, a man, a woman, a saint, a messenger, right? And then they came with guidance, you know, how to.
It's right here.
Nice meeting you, my friend.
All right, nice.
You got the card? Check out
yeah,
the program.
Yeah, check it out.
Yeah.
Yo. All right, bye. Have a good day. Bye.
How do you say bye in the your language?
Yeah. How do we say bye?
He says just me.
I just
say
namaste.
Bye. Bye. Okay. Take care.
See you.
Okay.
Bye.
So that would be the answer to the question: to worship God and serve God. And one of the things of serving God is serving humanity, being in the service of humanity. You know, this is something that is the crux, knowing that also this life is a test. We're here for a short amount of time, and every human being is going to be accountable for what they did in this life, right? And then at the end, we believe there's a day of judgment, and the final judgment is left to God. And that it would be unfair if God didn't send messengers, didn't send guidance. And then from there, the wonderful rewards of paradise for the criminals of the world, those people who set up partners with God, those who rejected, who the Hitlers of the world, they'll be brought to account. You know that? Did you know that over 30 to 40% of the original, I would say, the natives of America, the original Americans, if you want to say, were actually African Americans. The Muslims, they were Muslim. Did you know that? Kunta Kinte? If the African Americans, they look into the roots, you'll see that, you know, in Africa, you have Islam there's a rich history in Islam. Very rich history. When you look at, like, you ever watch The Roots, Kunta Kinte? Mm-hmm. You know? He would say Allah. He would call on God. And this is because
the original people.
Yeah. Yes.